From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. and China putting a trade war on hold for now after progress in talks. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
2 days of high-level talks have led to a cooling of trade war rhetoric between the United States and China. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
I'm pleased to report that we've made very meaningful progress.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Mnuchin said negotiators for the U.S. and China agreed on a framework.
And the framework includes their agreement to substantially reduce the trade deficit by increasing their purchases of goods.
While there's agreement to substantially reduce the U.S. trade deficit with China, specific numbers were not cited. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump says he will order an investigation today into claims that FBI informant infiltrated his 2016 election campaign. On Twitter, Mr. Trump further complained about the year-long investigation into whether his campaign colluded with Russia and if he obstructed justice by trying to thwart the probe. The president wants the inquiry to end soon. Meantime, Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Paul Ryan on the probe by Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
I mean, we want to see this thing come to its conclusion, but again, I've always said he should be free to finish his job.
Mueller has threatened to subpoena President Trump if their respective legal teams cannot reach an agreement on a voluntary interview. Italian-Iranian, that is, Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says Europe's political support to save the 2015 International Nuclear Accord after the U.S. withdrawal will not be sufficient if too many European companies end their investments in Iran. U.S. promises sanctions against European companies which do business with Iran. This is VOA News. Nicolas Maduro has won a second six-year term as Venezuela's president that happened in Sunday's election, while his main rivals are disputing the legitimacy of the vote and they're calling for a new election. La Trobe University scholar Raul Sanchez Urabari.
As we know, the quote-unquote election took place against conditions that had been denounced already by the opposition, which boycotted the election, and internationally. So that must be the backdrop against which we have to analyze these results.
Maduro's win may trigger a new round of Western sanctions against the socialist government as it grapples with an economic crisis. Health workers in the Democratic Republic of Congo beginning vaccinations today to contain an outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus. At least 25 lives have been lost since it was first detected in April. Meantime, hygiene education is a high priority, according to UNICEF country representative in the DRC, Gianfranco Retigliano.
I'm just back from a fact-finding mission in Bikoro, where the epicenter of the Ebola epidemic is, in DRC, and I saw that there's a lot to be done. We are working with the government, WHO, and other partners in order to bring the situation up to speed.
The World Health Organization has declared a very high public health risk, but stopped short of indicating it might have international impact at this stage. Parents, family, and friends of the victims of Friday's shooting at a high school in the U.S. state of Texas attended church services Sunday, grieving the 10 people who were killed just 2 days earlier. The alleged shooter in the community of Santa Fe is in police custody and has been charged with murder. Mourners also packed a mosque in Stafford, Texas, about 59 kilometers away from that mass shooting at Santa Fe High School. One of the Friday's victims was 17-year-old Pakistani exchange student Sabika Sheikh, who wanted to learn about the American culture and share her own. Meantime, Texas Governor Greg Abbott pledged to do something about school shootings.
We will assemble all stakeholders to begin to work immediately on swift solutions to prevent tragedies like this from ever happening again.
Texas shooting came 3 months after the shooting deaths of 17 people at a high school in Parkland, Florida, in the U.S. that ignited student-led calls for stronger gun control laws. And in Hawaii, residents coping with the volcanic eruptions facing a deadly new hazard. It seems that lava may be flowing into the Pacific Ocean, and this could cause acid fumes, steam, and tiny glass-like particles. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.